This is When Spirit Calls, and you on your journey are in the right place. This show is about magic, miracles, and meaning shared through stories, interviews, and channeled messages. We have so much to share about who you are and your divine mission here on the earth. Let's get to it. When Spirit Calls is right now.
Welcome back. Today, our special guest is Jules Princeton. Jules has been a passionate hairstylist for over 20 years across Dubai, Montreal, Toronto, and now Edmonton in Canada. She specialized in precision haircutting as well as master colorist techniques, and she's well known for makeovers and transformations. Speaking of transformations, Jules went on her own transformation, and she is also a level 2 quantum healing hypnotherapist, trained under Dolores Cannon's QHHT method to take clients into the deepest levels of trance, which is where the subconscious mind can be reached. At this level, also known as theta, past lives, hidden traumas, and underlying issues are discovered to be brought to the surface for reprogramming and healing in this lifetime. Jules believes in the innate ability of each individual to heal and thrive, tapping into their spiritual essence and unlocking their highest potential. Through her unique approach to sacred healing, she offers a safe and sacred space for you to explore and activate your inner healing abilities. She views healing as a holistic process that encompasses all aspects of our mind, body, and spirit. By facilitating in harmonious integration of these elements, the aim is to restore balance and harmony within, allowing true essence to shine brightly. Where sacred healing meets limitless possibilities, start your profound journey of self-discovery, growth, and transformation. Please join me in welcoming our guest today, Jules Princeton. Hello, everyone. I'm sitting here with the lovely Jules. Hello, Jules.
Hello, everybody.
I am so excited about this conversation. You know, you and I just got connected in the last couple months, but we spent a little time in the Akashic Records together, and I fell madly in love with your spirit, with your energy, and the work that you do. So I am so excited to have you here as a guest. I know that you've had a lot of life experience that has led you into this role that you are now in as a healer. And so I would love to hear, you know, what's that backstory? What was it that you went through that spirit kind of called you to doing this healing work? What was that? Tell me.
I would have to say it's just a whole bag of things, really. Starting out as a young child, you know, growing up in a big family, there's just a whole lot of stuff. And I feel like being born into a big family, there's a lot of lessons to be learned. There's a lot of trauma to overcome, all those things. And so from a young age, I had to learn about, you know, forgiveness with family and the reasons why things happened and where these things stemmed from so I could learn compassion. I also went through some things and didn't know how to deal with it and ended up being addicted to everything, you know, alcohol, drugs, bad relationships, codependency, all the things. And just through my journey, I found myself not really understanding where I was going and why I was going, but there was definitely a higher force that was always guiding me, which eventually led me to saying, this is enough. Like, something needs to change. And 2018 was the end of all that craziness and the beginning of me saying, I need to find my path. So I left Toronto and I came out to Edmonton, which I never imagined I'd come out to the West Coast, like of all places. I'm like, it's way too cold out there. It doesn't really seem like my vibe. But spirit led me out here. And when I came out here, I discovered that the word Edmonton, the word Monto in Cree means spirit. So spirit is really strong here and it just drew me here for my healing process. So at the beginning of 2020, I cut out the hard drugs. And it was like these little steps that I was taking. And then so 2021, I quit the cigarettes because cigarettes numbs your connection to your higher self. It interrupts your Christos fluid that rises from the bottom of your spine up into your, you know, crown chakra. And then 2022, 2021, sorry, I also, because I was drinking, I ended up cutting my foot open on the bottom of my foot. And, you know, 7 stitches later and a big, you know, cured. I believe that when you have a wound, that's where the light enters. But there's also some cords that needed to be cut ancestrally. There was some work there on the physical level that I didn't understand at the time. But looking back, I see that now. So I had that happen. So then I went away traveling and I was drinking alcohol and bad things started happening. I got like attacked basically. And I just heard spirit say, we're guiding you. Like, just trust in this process. You're being redirected. And so I was back home, found myself in Ontario with my mom. And then I had a friend of mine who I lived with before when I was here, said, come back to Edmonton. We can live together again. Cool, let's go. I come here and we go on a road trip. We go to Banff and we're drinking and having dinner. And after dinner, I go in to get another bottle of wine. And I came out of the store with this bottle of wine in my arm, in my hand. And I fell down and the bottle of wine cut my arm open. It was June 22nd, 2022. All the angel numbers. And when I fell, I literally could hear my ancestors saying, we're not messing around. You need to listen. You have work to do. So as I was in the hospital and they were digging out all the grit and stitching me up and all the things, I just felt this overwhelming, like, I'm done. I am not drinking anymore. And then I heard my Aunt Beth, who passed away, and she used to meet him at a psychic, and she says, you need to become a clear channel. No more anything that's going to affect your consciousness. We're trying to give you messages and you're not receiving them. So I said, okay, obey. And like, I'm hearing them now. I'm getting it clear. So I became sober. I got rid of all of the things, the smoking, the drinking, the drugs, like the marijuana, everything that affected my consciousness, really. And then I went through this huge process where it was like a dark night of the soul. And a lot of my masks started coming off. And the people who I was associated with because of my trauma, those kind of people, their masks started falling off. And I started seeing why they were in my life and why I was resonating with them and why I wasn't anymore. And then I started on this path to self-love, which it blew me away, because what I discovered is the more you can love yourself, the more you can love other people and the more love you can receive from the universe. So I started doing these like bath rituals with roses and calling in Mother Mary and Isis and blessing them and putting rose petals in my bath. And that really changed a lot. And during that time, spirit was Dolores Cannon, past life regressions. And I was like, okay. So I went online and I took the course and I took both levels actually. And then I met a woman who activated me and did my dragon light activation and opened up my eyes to the whole fact that I have all these like egos are our earth generated operating systems. And so she really helped me clear those, you know, operating systems that I was programmed with from a young child by doing this dragon light activation. And I really started seeing all of these old programmings that were popping up moment by moment. And I was doing hair. I was only working at a barbershop then because I was just tired of the toxic salon environments. And I started really disliking, like really started like acknowledging the fact that I wasn't happy there. And my last day working there, my boss was just irritating me. Spirit was just trying to get me to move. It had nothing to do with him. It was really like the bigger picture. Yeah. And I remember my last client, he came in and his hair was over his ear and he had a big mole on the back of his ear and it was in the shape of a heart. Spirit was telling me, listen to your heart. So I was like, okay. So I told my boss, I said, this is my last day. I'm sorry. I just can't do this anymore. Like, I have things to do. And so I quit that job. And a couple of days later, I had a friend who I just connected with like a couple of weeks before that, who lived in Atlanta, Georgia. She booked me a ticket to go to Atlanta, Georgia. And I kept on hearing, begin to weave, divine will provide the thread. And I had already completed level 1 and 2 of my courses. And I hadn't done any like successful sessions yet. So she booked me a ticket. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. And all of a sudden, I've done 7 past life regressions in a matter of like 2 weeks. So it sped up my process for me. And part of my journey is also introducing people to plant medicine. Some people can get there naturally. Others need to maybe be introduced to plant medicine to open themselves up to spirit. So, you know, through DMT, through Hapé, you know, certain sacred ceremonial plants. And so I met this beautiful medicine woman and she ignited something within me also. So I had a lot of beautiful experiences as soon as I stepped out of my comfort zone and kind of like took that leap of faith. So then I created my business and I started my Instagram and my Facebook, and I've really been able to tap into just the good old school way of cultivating friendships and relationships with people who are just like adding me because they see my bio and they're like, hey, I want to get to know you. I want to talk to you. And so like, you know, I'm cultivating these relationships and they're taking weeks to build, sometimes a month. And then I start doing the work with them. But everything has been provided for. I have a roof over my head. You know, I had a car, like things have just been provided, these trips. And like, I'm not even spending money. Things are just being provided as I need it. It's coming in, these gifts, these blessings. And now I need to share them with other people.
Can we pause on that? Because yes. I think it's so important for people that are listening to hear this and hear what you're actually saying, because you are saying to me that as soon as you decided to open yourself up and to really listen to spirit and to listen to that inner voice inside of you, that everything all of a sudden was just showing up for you exactly what you needed.
Yeah.
And I really want this to be something that our audience hears today. You guys have all probably heard me say, fill the soul bank first and the money bank will fill. Yeah. But you're a testament to that right now. And so that's why I think it's so important that we really highlight that, because so many of us resist going into that soul-filled path because we think, oh, the money's not there. Success isn't there, you know, but that's where everything is, folks.
Absolutely. Like, yes, I've got this new business and I don't have any clients. I don't know where I'm going to get them, but I just, instead of having my faith in fear, I'd switched it to having my faith in the divine timing, the divine providings, that everything will be supported on each step of my journey.
Yeah. Divine is the supply, I say. Divine
Absolutely.
Is the supply. And so once we start to really wrap our heads around that, that the money doesn't come from the bank or the boss or whatever,
yeah,
then all of a sudden it opens up this whole channel for us to receive.
Isn't that great?
So I want to go back to your story because I want to talk about addiction for a minute.
Yeah. And
I think this is a really powerful conversation to be having because I think the world right now has an epidemic of addiction, and it's addiction to our cell phones. It's addiction to social media. It's addiction to sugar. It's addiction, like the list goes on. It doesn't even need to be drugs anymore because, you know, over time, you know, we've been conditioned this way. You know, there are unfortunately powers that exist that want to keep us addicted because then they have power over us. Then we are being controlled, right?
That's right.
And it's really interesting. I saw something recently and it said the word alcohol, if we break it down in the Arabic way, it's akhol, and it actually means eating spirit.
Yes, this is what really, I heard that my spirit guide showed me that. And that's what really helped me switch to being able to say, I'm done with alcohol. And I make these posts on my social media quite a few times, these videos and these breakdown of that word alcohol, to really wake people up to the fact that you are, you're, every time you drink, you're allowing this spirit to come in and take over your body. Which is why you start talking differently, you black out, because you're literally being consumed by this entity now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's why we call spirits, you know, alcohol spirits, right?
Yeah.
And so, but again, the reminder is that, you know, we've been kind of conditioned. I mean,
yes.
in my city here, like there's so many liquor stores, I can't even believe it. And now there's so many weed stores, I can't even believe it.
Yes.
And so in our faces, and then it's normalized.
Yeah.
So you think that's okay. And I'm not saying everyone has to quit drinking alcohol. I do believe in conscious intake.
Yeah.
Depending on the ceremony or depending on the experience. Like, that's my opinion. You might think differently on that.
Oh, yeah, I do. I think everybody needs to cut that cord and say no more. Because that's the one thing that is really keeping us disconnected from spirit. From our higher selves, from it, from source, from divine pure love.
Yeah, it is quite an escape, isn't it? And so, you know, when we talk about addiction too, you know, I want to bring up this, you know, a lot of empaths of the world, you know, are addicts. because we're so sensitive to all the energy. And, you know, we get bombarded with, you know, fear mongering and this, that, and trauma and whatever ancestral stuff that, you know, we've been through. And then we just say, oh, I need a reprieve from this. Like, it's too much for me. And so the opportunity is for us to understand that if we manage our energy, if we learn the tools and we get the right support to help us manage our energy, there is no need then for the escaping or for the coping. Yes?
Exactly. Yes. And empaths, because they feel everything so deeply and they do everything to the fullest because they put their all into it. So if we have to be so careful on what we feed our energy into. So if we feed our energy with alcohol, we're going to become crazy, deep alcoholics. We're going to go deep in it. And if we decide to let go of that and tap into our gifts, we're going to go deep into that as well. It works both ways. We're either full on or full off. And so what has been my journey as an empath is that there is no such thing as addiction. And I really dislike that word because it keeps you trapped in a victimhood mentality. And like the system with their 12 steps programs, you literally stand up and say, hi, I'm an alcoholic. It's keeping you trapped. It's designed to keep you trapped. And so what we really need to really understand, like with the depths of our souls, is that there is no such thing as addiction. It's simply a lack of connection with ourselves, with being able to love ourselves and understand ourselves. It's also a lack of connection with source energy and like being able to ask for guidance, or just a lack of connection to both things are the two things that I've learned in my journey about addiction. There is no such thing.
I love
all of that.
I love that you just turn this on its head, because I think that we are held hostage by some of this talk and this programming. And I love the thought that we're not addicts. We are just disconnected and don't know how to find the reconnection.
Poorly programmed also.
Right. Yeah.
Like our senses have been hijacked by the news, by media, by marketing. These guys are masters at hijacking the ego, which is our earth-generated operating systems. So it's very easily programmable. So in order to escape all those old programs, we really must tune into our hearts. What does my heart say about this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that being said, I'm curious about a couple things. You came from a really big family. How many kids were in your family?
So my grandparents had 16 children.
Wow.
Yes. And then my mom had the three of us. And after my grandmother stopped having children, my mom started. So we were like all one big family.
Wow.
All of these aunts and uncles were almost like brothers and sisters, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, back in those days, everything was shush, don't talk about this. Kids should be seen and not heard. So there was a lot of generational curses that ran through the family so rampantly that it took years for me to unravel this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. It takes lifetimes sometimes, but the fact is that you leaned into it. And I really want to commend you on that. I think that's brilliant. Jules, you know, going from being considered in society an addict and then allowing yourself to like come into that healing journey. I mean, part of you was already listening to spirit, and your accidents that you had were really big, like
redirection.
Right. But I'm curious, like, how is it now? Like, now that you're in the throes of it, you haven't done this for a few years now, you know, now you're in this different state. Do you miss it? Do you crave it? Are you afraid of having relapses? Like, I'm just curious to know what that looks like.
Girl, let me tell you, I feel like it was a whole nother lifetime. I almost don't even like remember or relate to it. I have no desire. I have no fear of relapsing. I have no desire to be around it unless I'm there to help shift the energy pattern of the person who's dealing with it. And that's it.
Awesome.
I feel like it was a different lifetime. Like this new me does not feel like it has any connection to that old me in that way whatsoever.
Wow. That's amazing. You really experienced a rebirth. Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll be 2 years in June. And I feel like it's been already a lifetime that I've been on this queer journey. Yeah.
And do you think, you know, why you feel so good about where you are and feel like it's another lifetime. Do you think that's because you were willing to go into your soul and connect with divine?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a truth seeker, seeker of knowledge, of truth. And also, like, I love sharing that knowledge. And, you know, if I came out of that dark place, I want to go back and take as many people as I can out of that dark place. And so my mission is to help raise the collective consciousness, you know, help as many people as I can connect to their higher selves so that we can begin to create this new earth that everybody talks about, right? Because it's a state of being.
It is a state of being. So would you say that, you know, if someone is listening and they consider themselves an addict, would you say that the answer lies within their connection with divine within themselves? Would you say like that's the ultimate answer?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they need to look at why they are doing the things that they are doing to themselves and then start to unravel that and start taking steps to love themselves and forgive themselves, love and forgive everyone who's done something bad to them. Because let's just say they were abused as a child. You can't play the victim role. I'm sorry, but it's just, there's no way to evolve if you're going to stay in that victim mentality. You have to understand that that parent or that aunt or that uncle, the reason why they abused you is because they were abused and they weren't allowed to talk about it. And they didn't know that's their only way of, they were programmed to be that way. So, and they have such a limited version of the truth and reality. So they did the best they could with what they knew. We all play a part in this tapestry of life. And not only do we have to forgive those answers, but the ancestors that came before them and the answers that came before them. And a lot of the abuse and the trauma really stems from alcohol. Because when that started being infiltrated into humanity, this is where all the spirits and the soul-eating things came from and created these behaviors that caused so much trauma in our bloodlines from the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Since alcohol was in, like, brought into our, like, at the very beginning days when this earth was created, I'm sure alcohol wasn't around. No. But if we look at the history to what was taking place in all these times, look at all the movies, medieval times, it was all alcohol, and you watch how people behaved when they got intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
So people say money is the root of all evil. I think alcohol is the root of all evil.
Interesting. Wow.
Mm. And then infiltrating into the Bible stories.
Mm-hmm. Right. Turning the water into wine.
Infiltrating our belief systems. Making it a part of our religions even.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, you're really making me question a few of my thoughts about alcohol. So thank you. And I'm not a drinker anymore. I might indulge every now and then, but you know, what I'm hearing you say is like, oh, maybe it doesn't even need to be there at all. And so
it really doesn't. And you know what's funny is I've noticed since I've quit drinking alcohol and I've been able to like see so deep into what it really is, the more people I meet and have these conversations with, the more people are saying what you're saying. Like, maybe I don't even need it at all. Even the ones who just have a drink once a month or once a year, they're starting to see, maybe I don't need it at all. It's a hook that's in you. And as soon as you sever that hook and you do not consent and you see it for what it is and it's gone, you level up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, even if you've got like the most beautiful gifts and you're doing this energy work and healing, it's only going to elevate that for you as soon as you like let go of that.
You've got nothing to lose then. That's what I'm hearing you say. Yeah. It's interesting because like I go months, I'll do like dry months here and there and, you know, and I notice that when I reintroduce alcohol, there's something that shifts inside of me. I feel a difference. So even if it's just like one drink, I notice something in my system and I can't even describe it. I wish I could put it into words for everybody, but
numbing and low frequency. And
yeah, you know, it's almost more than that. It's something even deeper inside of me. So I really thank you. Thank you for, you know, standing in your truth because it's really causing me to, you know, reconsider some of even my belief systems around, hey, well, if we're doing it intentionally and ceremonially, you know, that's maybe
maybe that's also been embedded in us, right?
Yeah.
Is being okay and normalizing, right? So
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So, you know, you've had this journey, you've endured being an addict again with a loose term now, because, you know, you said the statement, there's no such thing actually, but you found your way back to connection. Let's put it that way. And so what are the things that, you know, that you really believe are kind of like the big things that you wish you would have known in the process, that you wish that somebody would have said, hey, Jules, this is actually how it works? Anything coming up that you would want to share with me?
Because I wouldn't have gone through the journey and discovered these things that I've discovered to the depths that I've discovered them if somebody told me. And one thing, like I can bring this back. I have to give my mother props for this, because she's always told me, she's like, Jules, I can't tell you anything. Like, you tell me what to do, I'm going to do the opposite. And so she goes, I learned from when you were a young age to not tell you what to do, because the only way you're going to learn is go out and experience it. So I'm glad that people didn't try to tell me what to do. And even if they did, I wouldn't listen anyways, because that's the journey that I needed to take into the depths that I needed to take it to come out with the gold that I found in those depths and that's be able to share it with others.
Yeah. So what is the gold then? I'll rephrase that question. What is the gold?
The wisdom that I was able to pull from each, you know, journey that I went on, each dark hole that I went down and came out with, like, diamonds stuck to me because of the experiences that I went through, I was able to see the truth. So I wouldn't have been able to understand the truth of addiction and what it really is and what it really isn't if I didn't go through those things. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be able to break it down as well as I can if I didn't go through it.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So you believe that, you know, we need to go through our experiences. But what I'm trying to get at is, what are the things that you want to share with people? What are the things that you want the audience to know that might change everything for them if they are willing to take the advice and listen?
To lean into where the spirit is guiding you, and enough with the resistance. So let's just say a relationship needs to end. Instead of holding on to it, let it go and just see what door opens after you close that door. Don't be so afraid of change. Detachment is key in this game of life. Life is frequent evolution. And love is letting others voluntarily evolve.
Oh, I like these.
You gotta let them go when they want to go, because each person is like, imagine you come into this life. It's a hologram. It's just a movie. It's a short played movie that seems long and dense and complicated, but it's really simple. You know, at each point in your journey, somebody's going to come in to teach you a lesson, and then they exit the scene, and then somebody else comes in. But we can't hold on to these characters, because we're born alone and we're going to die alone. And we must, like, really lean into our free spirits that we came here to be, you know, because we're just on a journey here. We're all just walking each other home. And each person is just a reflection of ourselves and gives us an opportunity to see something that's within us that we need to unlock, whether it's self-love, whether, you know, it's trust, whatever it is, each person has a message for us.
Yeah.
We have to see it for what it is instead of what we want it to be.
I want to say that again. See it for what it is instead of
what you want it to be.
Yeah. And that comes into acceptance and the non-attachment you spoke about, because, you know, we have this attachment to how things need to look and how people need to be. And that's actually what causes our suffering.
Yeah.
You said some really, I love these acronyms. You said love is letting others voluntarily evolve.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
I really love using that acronym, letting others voluntarily evolve. And so to me, what that means is that, you know, people can only meet us where they're at.
That part.
Right?
Yeah.
And so if we understand that, then we come into deeper acceptance and compassion, which takes us further away from judgment, which is what we want, right? We don't want to be in judgment. And that allows everyone to evolve at their level, at their pace, without having these, judgments and ideas placed upon them. So I really love that. You shared another one before you shared the LOVE acronym.
Light. Light is frequent evolution. Go with the flow. When you're at a job and it's no longer, the energy has shifted, the universe is really trying to guide you towards something else. So don't be afraid to quit that job and watch how fast another job comes in. Begin to weave and the divine will provide the thread. That whole concept.
Yes. Yes. I love that you heard that message.
Yeah. Wow. And what I've really learned, and I started noticing after a few times, I was like, wait a second, this situation isn't working out because there's something better that wants to come in. So I started learning to just let go of that and start looking for something else. And the right thing will show up and you'll know when it's right because it's going to be easy and effortless.
Yes.
Don't force things.
Yes. I love those little acronyms. I think they're really powerful. Life is frequently evolving. And that reminds us that we can allow for this beautiful evolutionary process by simply stopping the resistance.
That's right.
Get it. That's hurt. So being like, no, I don't want it that way. Digging our heels in.
Wow.
That's not the way I'm supposed to be, you know? And again,
need for control. Yeah, they need for control. And this is something we've been programmed to do is to, you know, fight for our control. As soon as we let go of control and we kind of like take a step back and remove the fear and just sit and be patient and allow these connections to come through, these conversations to be had, and watch where spirit guides you. You'll meet a person randomly and you'll have a conversation and then boom, that's exactly what you needed. They have a piece of puzzle for you. All year, we've all been here. We've all planned to meet at this time to help guide each other with these little clues and bits of information, you know?
I love looking at it from that perspective too, because I'm like, I'm always curious about, ooh, who am I going to interact with today? What am I going to learn today? And it makes it so fun because now instead of this humdrum life, hamster wheel, groundhog day, now it's like this thrilling adventure of curiosity and putting pieces together and finding the magic. And I gotta say, I'm pretty excited about the masterpiece at the end, but I'm pretty darn excited about the process of unpacking this masterpiece. That to me is far more important than the end result at the end of the day. And so, yeah, this has been so much fun. I love that you brought these acronyms to my awareness. I love them.
Earth Generated Operating System.
Oh, yes. Ego stands for Earth Generated Operating System. And I love that, too. I mean, I have
commented. And it's easily programmable by powers that be.
And just as reprogrammable by us, by our divine spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't pay credit for these acronyms, by the way. My friend Gary, he's a beautiful teacher. He's just a wizard. And he's been sharing these with me, and I'm just like, boom, yes, I'm taking those. I'm applying them to my...
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gary. No, they're fantastic. I love them. So, Jules, you know, is there anything else that's on your heart that you feel compelled to share before we kind of get to our wrap up today?
Ooh, I think just to... You know, lead into like the forgiveness of yourself and others is so huge. Just to be able to let go of all the anger and all the fear and the judgment. That's all junk that needs to go if we want to elevate and, you know, tap into our higher selves and raise the collective consciousness of humanity and come together as one. Which is
what I love that
you're to be and do.
I love that you brought that back around because you also said something earlier where you were mentioning like we've got to forgive our ancestors and ancestors and ancestors. And I've never thought about like forgiving my ancestors, like my great grandmother and my great great grandfather. Like, I don't know what they did. So I had a disconnect there. And so when you said that, I was like, oh, I can go back and I can forgive my entire lineage from the beginning of time and forgive them. And really clear a lot of that energy because, you know, as you mentioned kind of earlier, we're all doing the best that we can with what we know in that given moment.
Yeah. Right? We have things that we think are unforgivable, but we need to go back and forgive ourselves for those things also.
That too.
Absolutely.
We're not perfect. Yeah. Is perfect. We're flawed. We're flawless. We're flawsome. Flaws of beings. We're full of flaws and we need to accept them and own them and say, okay, that's part of our education here.
It is. It's part of this divine school that we're in. So that reminder for forgiveness. Well, I think you've given everyone a lot to think about. So, Jules, if someone was sitting there thinking like, I need to talk more to this woman, or I think this woman can help me, what do you have in store for them and where do they go to get information?
Well, the services that I currently offer are a thing that I call my Dragon Light Activation. And this is where I take you into a beautiful healing space. And it's a mixture of hypnosis and Reiki. And we clear all those cords of trauma, of pain, of all the things that our ancestors carried and that we carry in our DNA. And I take you into a chamber and I clear that energy for you so you can start seeing things as they really are and also start recognizing the programs that we were programmed with from a child, because 50% of our identity really stems from our childhood. And so I like to go in and clear those old programs so you can start reprogramming yourself, right? So my Dragon Light Activation, I charge $200 and it's done via Zoom, and you get a copy of that recording. And repetition is key, just like the commercials that we hear all the time that are embedded into our earth generated operating systems. How this works is this is part of the reprogramming of our earth generated operating systems through hypnosis and Reiki, doing the Dragon Light Activation. And so dragons are destroyers of illusion. They're bringers of truth. They're the guardians of Gaia, right? They're very powerful. We all have an inner dragon. And it's like the divine cosmic mother energy. We really need to tap into that. So everybody's walking around with this deep embedded inner child wounding. And my thing that I am called here to do is to help people clear those ancestral wounds so we can really start walking into our divine mission here, what we all came here to do, because we all have gifts to share and things that we really should be doing and being, right? Mm-hmm. The other thing that I offer is past life regressions. And I've been trained in Dolores Cannon's technique, where she regresses people into different lifetimes, different stories, or they're even just their childhood. And as you take these people through their past lives, you take them through three important scenes in their life, and then you take them through their death. And then when they get to the other side of it, you could look at what the purpose was of that lifetime. What was the lesson? And those usually totally relate to what we're going through in this lifetime. So in that way, they're able to find so much clarity and understanding of all the confusion that they're experiencing in this lifetime. And it helps them tap into the higher self. Not only that, but what happens when you're in that state is you're in this somnambulistic state, the most deepest level of trance. Your earth-generated operating system is completely at bay, and now it's your higher self that you're dealing with, that part of you that goes out in dreams in the astral realm, that clear, pure spirit of yours, and you're able to heal yourself when you're in that state. And I'm just the guide. I don't do the healing. I just guide you through those dream states, that somnambulistic state, and then I call in your higher self, and I ask it to perform a healing on your body. And I've watched people's backs crack and they're touching their knees, they're healing their knees, they're opening doors in their minds. It's like, it's insane what the human spirit is capable of doing. Like these complex technologies that we call our bodies, they're always speaking to us. So like, let's just say you have a pain in your knee. That relates to taking steps. You're not taking the right steps. You've got digestive problems, inflammation problems, and you can't stomach things. Like each body part is literally speaking to you about something that it's trying to give you a message. Yeah. And so these accidents, these injuries, they're not accidents or injuries. It's your higher self trying to communicate something to you that you need to pay attention to.
Amen to that. Pay attention, people. The body's talking to you. The universe is talking to you. Spirit. Calling you.
Yes, right. And then the other thing I do is, because I've allowed myself to become a clear channel, is I work with oracle decks. And so I can do oracle readings. I also just do, like, if you have a conversation with me, I get these downloads and I'm able to guide you, like, oh, no, that's a no, you should be doing this. And I'll give you like real clear truth constructive criticism to help guide you on your journey. So those are the kind of things that I've been doing.
Lots of bags of tricks. And so, Jules, we're going to put your contact information in the show notes so everyone will be able to track you down. If you're listening, please check those show notes out for Jules' information and you can connect with her there. That's a wrap for today. Thank you, beautiful Jules, for shining your light on the day today. I'm so grateful to have you. And we will be back again soon on When Spirit Calls. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
So happy you could join us today. And we hope that you found comfort and inspiration with wherever you are at right now. If you feel you received a gift in today's message, please pass that gift along to a loved one by sharing this episode with them. To continue this conversation, please join me at rosehope.ca. And when you do, be sure to access your free gift by signing up for the When Spirit Calls newsletter. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again soon.